Welcome back to The Hot Slice. I am creative director Josh Cowan. Along with me today, executive editor and, you know, really the showrunner of The Hot Slice is Miss Denise Greer. Hello, Denise. How are you?
Showrunner. I like that. I don't know.
I think we should start calling you showrunner of The Hot Slice because you are. You make this go. You make this go.
I kind of like that. It does. That's good. You know, we have to give a little warning right now because it is a Monday morning. We are recording this on a Monday morning, y'all. So just know we're going to try to pep it up.
Yeah. I mean, I'm wearing my Surfer Boy Pizzeria t-shirt from Stranger Things. So that was.
I'm wearing Cheshire, Cheshire Pizza and Ale.
I love the folks at Cheshire.
They're awesome. Shout out. You guys are awesome. Your business is awesome. We got to get you on the podcast soon too, by the way. So I'll get it.
So we got a lot going on this month and the next month. And so the survey is out there now. Am I correct?
Yes. The survey is out. If you are a pizzeria operator now, if you're not, that's okay. We're going to get to you in further down the line when we do this. This is year one, so we're just focusing on pizzeria operators right this moment. But if you are an owner and operator, we want you to take a survey that goes through everything. I mean, it goes right down to what your ops are like, employees, marketing, ingredients, you know, industry outlook. You know, we're covering everything because we really want to gauge. You know, it's been, you know, the post-2020 world, we want to know what that looks like because we feel like that anything before that maybe has been thrown out. We just don't know what that really is like. So we want to take that gauge and we want as many people to participate as possible. That's why it's called Be Counted, because we want everybody to have the opportunity to be counted. I will put a link to the survey hub in the show notes. But also we have the 30 pizzerias to watch list. That's going to be part of this industry report. And the 30 pizzerias to watch list is going to be fun because it's not just going to be based on sales. We're going to be looking at, you know, employee programs, marketing, your community outreach. We're going to take those things into account as well to really hit 30 operations that we want people to watch in the coming 12 months.
Yeah, in the past we had the Hot 100, and it was just sales based.
It was just sales, and we got a little flack for that because a lot of people some people were like, "Hey, we don't have beer and wine.
Yeah,
you know, we should be higher on your list."
And which is like, totally understandable, and that's why we fixed it. So
and that's why we removed the Hot 100 list and we replaced it with something that we can kind of put a gauge on ourselves. To really highlight operations that are just, you know, just kicking it out of the park, just hitting it, just doing amazing things. So don't forget to fill that out. I'll put a link to that actual questionnaire on there as well. And we'll get rolling. We've already got a lot of responses coming in. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of responses coming in. And we want to see that continue because we want the biggest representation that we possibly can of pizzerias in America.
All right. Yeah. And, you know, after that gets kind of sealed up, we're going to be rolling right into Pizza and Pasta Northeast in October 16th and 17th in Atlantic City, New Jersey. So the return of Pizza and Pasta after, I guess it was a 2-year hiatus now.
2-year hiatus. Yeah.
So 2019 was our last one. And so I tell everybody this is my favorite show because it's smaller, yes, but with that becomes, you know, your conversations with people, you know, you can get a little more detailed. You can do more than just say hi and then like, I got to go on to the next thing. So you can actually sit around and stand around and talk. And it's great for that, for sure.
Oh, I love it because I have so many in-depth conversations at Pizza and Pasta Northeast. It's insane. And I actually get to like really, you know, hone in on the competitions and I love that because of the size, because it's a little smaller, it's a little bit more digestible than the big show. And so it's easier for us to interact with the industry. We're not going in 1,000 different directions, right?
I'll have a pizza friend that come to Pizza Expo and I'm like, I didn't even see you the whole Yeah. 4 days. So, you know, it's like, where were you at? It's like, yeah. So you don't have a problem with that PP&E. So, yeah, if, I know their early bird rates are closing on Thursday,
yeah,
no, Thursday of this week. So, well, actually,
so when this podcast comes out is when it's closing.
So you need to jump on it right after you listen to this podcast. Yeah. The early bird rates are shutting down. So, get registered, come to PP&E and, have a fantastic time and learn some stuff.
Yeah. Check out those educational sessions. You can go right to pizzaandpastaexpo.com and learn all about the educational programs. You know, Josh, we'll be doing the road to Pizza and Pasta Northeast here pretty soon.
That will be coming up before we know it.
We're going to get our show on. So,
You know, we need to have a special background for that. It's like, you know, to look a little different from the podcast. So we need to come up with something.
we'll have Katie, you know, research.
Let's get some green screens in here. Let's class it up a little bit.
But anyway. I think that'll work. So on our show today, let's just dive right into what we're talking about. So on our show today, we have Janet Duran from 550 Pizzeria in Laredo, Texas. She is one of our rising stars of the pizzeria industry. And she is just knocking out of the park. She has been in business for 2 years. And guess what? She's expanding. So like that is a good sign of business when your business is so good that you need to take over the space next door.
She opened up in June of 2020. So yeah, she just celebrated 2 years. The support she has on Facebook and social media.
Her community is amazing.
Like, I think it was 1 year we were nominating people for something and like the support team that come through from her, we're like, oh, she's got some fans.
Yeah, she does. I love it. So I mean, people love her product. She sells out. I mean, all product. I mean, that's part of the reason why she wants to expand. She's selling out of product.
And having that kind of support system, you know, says a lot about her, you know, and what she brings and the attitude she brings to her business.
Absolutely. And I just love her story. You know, she started out as a cashier and then became a pizza maker, was doing that for a very long time, and then rolled into, you know, taking over a business. But then she decided she's ready to go solo and, you know, she went solo. And so it's, she's got an amazing story. And I really like getting her perspective on what's happening in the industry right now, because she's definitely feeling it. Yeah. So I think we should just jump right in. Hear her take on some of the big things happening in pizza.
All right, here's Janet Duran.
Looking to grow your pizzeria or restaurant? Then you'll want to try the power of a cloud-based POS system. With HungerRush, you'll get everything you need. This fully integrated restaurant management system allows you to easily streamline operations, accelerate the delivery process, and grow your business through HungerRush 360 marketing. And it's so easy to use. Want AI-powered text ordering? It's built in. Need to track orders? No problem. Schedule a personalized demo at hungerrush.com today. Performance Food Service is proud to deliver high-quality products, innovative technology, and custom operational solutions to restaurants of all sizes across the country. The flagship division of Performance Food Group, with deep roots in the restaurant industry, Performance Food Service has been the exclusive distributor of the Roma family of brands for more than 65 years. This signature relationship has allowed Performance Food Service to become a leader in the pizza and Italian segment of food service nationwide. Hear that? That's the sound of a pizza being made with delicious Baccio cheese. For the past decade, Baccio has provided customers exceptional Italian pizza cheese with its signature kiss of buffalo milk. With a superior melt, endless stretch, and a rich, creamy taste beyond compare, Baccio is honored to celebrate this 10-year anniversary with all of its partners. Schedule a demonstration at bacciocheese.com/hotslice to learn more. Pizza's your legacy. Build it with Baccio.
Janet, first thing, I want to congratulate you because I just saw you just hit your 2-year anniversary with your restaurant. Is that right?
Yes. You
opened in June, right? June of 2020.
Yes.
June of 2020.
It feels like a million years ago. It feels like a million years ago and also like 2 months ago at the same time. So
do you remember June of 2020? Because I don't. I have no recollection.
It's probably best. It's probably for the best for all of us.
Blocked it out. What about you, Janet? It's the anniversary of your opening.
Yes, it was. It's I mean, June of 2020, I remember it only because I remember it was like, everybody stay away, but everybody was like together here. So I was like, okay, well, what can I do, you know? And having 2 years already, it's gone by so fast, and so many things have happened. So many changes have happened in my personal life. And 550s, like, you know, a lot of people come from all over Texas to come visit me, and it's super crazy because it's just word of mouth. You know what I mean?
Your support system is insane. I haven't seen anything like it before. I mean, tell us about your first day. I read the story, but tell us about your first day opening and what you guys went through that day.
The first day opening, we had a grand opening, and you're kind of scared, like, who's gonna come? And then all of a sudden I see the parking lot packed, and and I'm like, oh my gosh. So we had a ceremony outside, and I just see my congressman, I see the sheriffs, like the tax assessor collector, and I'm like, okay, you know. And it was just a lot of people, and I was just amazed by the support of my community, you know, because again, it's a pandemic. Everyone was scared and everything that was going on. So I opened my doors at 10. Normally my hours were going to be from 11 to 9, you know. But I opened 10 and I sold out by 7, and we were making dough in the backs. Like, man, I remember my arms were like throbbing, my forearm. And now I like, oh my God, like we all a beer after this.
That's awesome.
Maybe so three.
You kind of hit on that things have changed. You know, what kind of evolution has 550 gone through just in its first 2 years? You know, what's happened? What's changed?
Well, there's a lot more people coming in through these doors.
Nice.
I've won awards, and I didn't even know I was like nominated for. A lot of my employees have stayed with me. You know, I think of everything, I'm like, we're going to expand soon. We're going to break down this wall behind me, and we literally need more seating. We need another oven because it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's just, you know, I sell out. I don't post it as much anymore just because I'm like, I get kind of afraid what people are going to be like, ah, they're sold out, let's not go. But
yeah,
you know, just cause I need more dough, you know, I think in the span of 2 years, I would have to be, I didn't think I was going to expand, or, you know, I just thought, cause I'm not ready for that. Like, I wasn't ready for that. I was afraid, you know, but I was like, no, it's time. Like, it's time.
Yeah, it's a great problem to have.
Obviously. Yeah. Tell us about that expansion. Like, what's all going to happen on the other side of that room? And have you already, like, you know, got the lease over there? Or, you know, what's happening with your expansion? What's the timeline? What all are you doing?
So, we've already done the architect bar. We already signed our lease. Mm-hmm. We're going to add a beer and wine.
Yeah, nice.
That there, it's BYOB here, and I'm like, okay, I also need to add that, you know, to my menu. So my theme next door, it's going to be like a black and white theme, in the sense of, have you ever been to those like selfie rooms that you enter to another room and you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
So it's going to be like a cartoon theme in there, but it's all black and white.
Nice.
I love that.
And nobody really knows, just my employees, and they're like super excited about that, because everybody that walks in here is like, is this a franchise? And I'm like, no. And they're like, where'd you get this idea? And I'm just like, I don't know, I've been writing it down for years. So
now you said you're adding an oven. Are you doing anything else back of house? Like, are you adding storage, are you adding refrigeration? What's all happening back there?
I'm adding another oven. It's another stone oven. I'm gonna add a walk-in because I could only fit so many doughs in this one. Plus, and my cheese is like, everything is so squished in there, you know, that all of us are like, hey, can you get in there and pass me this? Like, I mean, we'll fit in there, but it's so crowded. So everyone's like, hey, can you just give me that, you know? So the dough makers are like ecstatic because they're going to have their own little space, you know, their TV. And I tell them, hey, as long as you're making dough, like you can watch all the movies you want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nice.
Now, how did you decide on how you were going to expand, like what you were going to focus on in your expansion? Like what kind of drove that for you?
I guess seating also, there's sometimes people waiting outside, and again, it's freaking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
or it doesn't get too cold here, but when it does, it will, you know? So I just started seeing people waiting outside. And I was like, man, I need more seating. And a lot of people come from the local university. They come with like the team that they're, you know, all those volleyball stuff. Yeah. And there's not a, and there's birthday parties and people are like, hey, can I rent out the whole restaurant on a Friday night? And I'm like, yeah, but you know, like where are my other customers gonna sit, you know? So it's stuff like that I'm like, okay, we need to expand. And plus my oven gets really cold, like around 8 p.m it gets really cold, down to 200 degrees.
Oh wow.
So we have to use a fourth for all of our pizzas, and it only fits four pizzas at a time, you know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah. Oh wow. So it's a good problem to have, to keep growing, right? And keep moving forward. You know, you talked about the heat. I'm curious because I know in Texas it's been like 120 degrees. So how are you keeping your staff cool? And you know, with that, you know, it is hard to stay focused on what you're doing when you're hot, you know, or you know, not being cranky. Because I'm cranky right now because it's been 100 degrees.
Right.
And I've been cranky. So how are you dealing with that?
Well, we went to Walmart and I saw they have like the neck ones, like with air. And like everybody was like, oh my God, we want one. And I'm like, okay. So I bought them one. They use them for a little while. And honestly, like they drink a lot of water, and I treat them to drinks after work because it's, you know, because I do see them like, and I'll tell them, hey, if you guys feel super hot, like take a break, like, you know, but I guess we're very used to it here. It's always been hot in Laredo.
Yeah.
It's
just
true.
The biggest problem, you know,
because
we're not in humidity. So, but it's dry hot here.
Well, welcome to humidity.
That's the worst.
It is the worst, you know, but we have some big things happen, you know, that the heat's bad, we're dealing with higher prices, and then we're talking recession. So unfortunately, there's some serious stuff happening in the industry. And I was curious about your take on, you know, how you're confronting these issues and kind of, you know, what game plan you're setting to try to set yourself up for the next year or so with your business.
Well, it's funny that you asked that or you say that, because of course I opened up during a pandemic.
Yeah, you're battle proven.
During like weird time.
Yeah.
You know, and I tell God, like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Like why these ideas come at this time? But hey, you know what? I know it's gonna work out. I do see the prices going up a lot of it in my produce. I go to a local grocery store, HEB, here every single day. And I've noticed that my price has gone up. I used to buy a whole Mickleberry ham for about $40, $44, and now it's like $70. Wow. You know what I mean? Yeah. And but that's like the ham that I use. So, and I've talked to several customers and I'm like, I need to raise my prices. And they're like, yes, what you need to do, we're still going to support you, you know?
Yeah.
I'd buy $1.50, but for now, that's my plan. You have to raise the prices because everywhere, everything's being raised, you know, everything.
Yeah.
Even a bottle of water.
And thankfully, like you said, you already have such a great support system there and everyone loves your spot. So, you know, raising the prices a little bit, it's not going to affect them whatsoever.
It's not going to hurt. And you know, the thing I'm curious about is, are you going to approach it from an individual itemed price increase, or are you looking at across the board price increasing?
Yes, I'd probably do it on each item. So that's something, especially the meats, you know,
yeah,
peppers and the pizza that I have that, and that, and it's the ghost pizza is the number one seller here. It's crazy how much we make that. That sometimes we're making the ghost and it's like a meat lover and we're like, oh, we added all this cheese, you know. Ghost that we sell, but that has three meats and three cheeses. So.
Oh wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, have you limited your menu at all with this, you know, with the price increases? Have you taken anything off your menu or have you kept your menu pretty consistent?
No, we've kept our menu pretty consistent. We've been able to find everything and everything's going good for right now, price-wise. I mean, yes, they have raised it, but there's some price increases that everyone's like, they honestly, we charge them and I'm like afraid. Ready to be like, is this or, you know, but yeah. They don't say anything.
You competed at Pizza Expo, am I correct?
Yes.
So, yeah. So first of all, like, how was that competing for the first time? And what kind of ideas did you bring back to your menu?
Well, competing for the first time, I was actually very nervous because you feel like the underdog, you know what I mean? I barely had a year open. I felt like everybody there has years of experience. There, I remember I asked my husband, I'm like, how are we going to make everything? Like, we actually had to go to Walmart. We bought a mixer. Everything was made in my hotel room, you know? Wow. Yeah. It's crazy what people go through. You know what I mean? Like, nobody knows the backside of the story. You know what I mean? They trucks drove like, no, you know? So it was an experience. And as much as I was so scared and stuff and nervous, everybody made me feel like, hey, dude, we're all here for the same thing. Like, just have fun with it, you know?
Yeah.
They all, you know, were all, like, sharing their recipes with me, their, like, different pizzas. Like, I never felt like the underdog when I got there.
Good.
You know? Yeah, and they were asking where I was from, and they asked me a lot about my city because it's a border town city. Mm-hmm. And, you know, stuff that I brought back to Laredo was just because I have my own, just because I have a local pizzeria and there's about four other ones here, like not to make, you know, we're all equal to, like, it's all just be kind to each other, just the way, just what I saw there. And I started making pizza with a lot of sopressetta, that's how you say it.
So you know, from my
staff, because I saw like a recipe there and my staff's like, can you make that pizza again? And I'm like, yes, but the only reason why I don't sell it here is because the price, that's expensive, you know?
Yeah, everything's so expensive, especially meats are really high. So I know people probably know that you were named a rising star in the pizza industry, and we were really happy to be able to highlight you and do that Q&A with you. You know, what's that been like being, you know, you're now kind of being lifted up into the industry as far as, you know, people are looking to you. What's that been like? And, you know, and do you have any stories of, you know, people reaching out to you? I'm just curious.
Yes, I have. Stanislaus, they reached out to me to take me to a trip to Sacramento and Roma, you know, it all landed on the same date. So I'm like, oh, I have to choose one. People added me on Facebook, the Pizza World Champions, like congratulating me on the US Pizza Team chat. Just a lot of things like that. And people coming to my restaurant and telling me, hey, like, we follow Pizza Today because you tagged them on this, and oh my god, you came out in this magazine. And I'm like, yeah, like, you know, making my city proud. That's something that's always been big to me because we are a small city. I mean, it is growing a lot. And again, we're the border town, so a lot of people know us in that sense. I'm like, my city's not bad at all. So
yeah.
Everyone ask me the same question. They're like, is it dangerous there? And I'm like, no. But yeah, it's been a journey in that sense, because I would always, this is what I wanted for my former boss. I wanted him to come out in magazines, and I just didn't know how to reach out so much back then. Uh-huh. And I goal of mine to say, hey, you know what, I've worked hard. I'm going to make that my goal to be in these magazines, because that's my dream too now. You know what I mean? Yeah. So accomplishing those dreams, like, I sometimes sit down and I'm like, wow, like, even staring, being, and when I come on Mondays, I pray a lot when I'm by myself here, you know, for my customers, for my dough, for my employees. And I just sit here sometimes and I'm like, damn, I made it. You know what I mean?
Yes, you did. Yeah. You know? Yeah, that's going to be the quote. Damn, I made it. I love it.
And not only did you make it, you were like in the eye of the storm, like I said, with the pandemic and everything, and you went above and beyond in making it. So
yeah,
hats off and congrats on all that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the one thing I'm very curious about is, you know, in this first 2 years of owning your pizzeria, which, you know, you had a little piece in the other pizzeria, like you were a partner in the other pizzeria and then went out on your own. What are things that you took away from those first 2 years that you learned that are kind of vital for you moving forward as an operator?
I guess there's so many things, you know.
You know, maybe just like two or three that really stand out to you,
like what I've learned these past 2 years.
Yeah.
It's overwhelming.
Well, I guess to be more patient. That's something that I want everything now, and like this, that, okay. You know, and that's where I'm like, you know what, if it can happen right now, then it can happen.
Yeah.
You know, and that I work on every single day. Like, I'm always like in a hurry and let's go to HEB, let's go to Sam's, let's go do this. And then I'm like, hey, you know what? It's okay to go take a breather and get a coffee.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to hey, it's okay to think of yourself. That's something that I've learned for my mental health also, is like, hey, where's your self-love?
Yeah.
You know, it's thinking about oneself, like, oh yeah, about me too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to have it, or yeah, it's a must.
Yes.
Absolutely. So you're always kind of planning ahead and looking at, you know, where you're going to be and what you're going to do, you know, after the expansion's finished. What are you thinking after that? What do you have your eye on after that?
Like,
do you even want to dare say it out loud?
I guess there's a lot of people that, a lot of doctors, which is like, that want to invest in 550. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know why they're doctors. I don't know why it's that want to invest in 550.
Yeah.
But I'm grateful for that. So, a lot of people ask me for a south location.
Okay.
You know, but that's just like that's a little dream right now.
Yeah.
The way I dream. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause going from one to two is it's definitely its own beast, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That expansion will help. That expansion will help though, for sure.
For sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's where I'm ready or I'm not ready.
That's amazing. I actually caught your Women in Pizza. You did the Instagram Women in Pizza Live, and I loved listening to that. You did such a good job on there. So I'm really happy that we got to have you on to talk with us, because I loved that that one-on-one you did with her. So.
Yeah, it was really fun. I loved it. I loved it so much.
Yeah. Well, let's close this out on something fun. So what is your, not maybe your most popular, what's your favorite pizza on your menu and why?
Mine is, it's not on the menu, but mine is so simple. It's pepperoni, mushroom, basil, and I add some goat cheese sometimes.
Ooh,
I love goat cheese. Oh my God. I have to have
goat cheese. Yeah, you have us now. We're here. We're here for it.
I love goat cheese. And my friend actually makes goat cheese at his ranch. So I've never seen fresh goat cheese. Oh my God. It's so much different. And with pineapple, it's so much different. And that's like my favorite of all time. A lot of people ask me that and I'm like, please just try it. It's so good. You know what I mean?
But, yeah.
And they do tell me, they're like, how we've never had goat cheese. It's just a weird combination here in Laredo. Like,
yeah,
we're very used to like queso fresco, like, and it's just plain mozzarella cheese, you know. But I'm like, no, like, it's grow our minds. There's so many cheeses out there, you know.
Yeah. Blow your mind. I like it. I like it. What do you want to go out on, Josh?
Oh no, that's good. That's a great question. You know, oh, except for the mushrooms part, I can do.
Oh, come on. Part.
So that's, you know, I just can't do that. But
I am the only. I think I'm the only Pizza Today staffer that loves mushrooms with like a passion. Like I have three different styles of mushrooms in my refrigerator, and I am gonna make some pho later with mushrooms. So yes, I love mushrooms.
I do have one thing. Do you plan on competing next year? And is that something you kind of want to do every year going forward?
Yes, I plan on competing next year. My dream is to come out on y'all's front cover. So right. I'm manifesting that out there in the universe.
All right.
I like it. You know, we've had people manifest that and then somehow they ended up on the cover later. Right.
It just happens.
It's happened. Ask Sandy Mandel. He ended up on it.
That was one of his goals, right?
That was one of his goals. Like, yeah.
That he put in his business plan to be on
the
cover.
It was in his business plan. Yeah. It was great.
It's on my too. That's something that I always look at. Like, I have to picture myself, just like I pictured myself walking into this place every day. Okay. So, yeah.
Well, make sure you complete your survey, because on the end of that, there is a spot where you can submit your pizzeria to be in our 30 pizzerias to watch list. So we can see if you pop on that list too, because that's going to be a big fun list. I can't wait to get looking at all those responses, because we've already got several in. So I'm excited to look at them.
I definitely will. Yes.
All right. Well, Janet, good luck with the renovation. Keep us posted on how things are going with it. Yes. And I'll keep you in mind for a story, because I'm always looking for interviews for when people do renovations. So I may tap you on in the future.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for your time.